Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I want to have a little fun with this, and I'm hoping our listeners are in the mood to do the same. Misery loves company,
yes.
So let's do this thing together. And also, if you can't poke fun at yourself, and you can't laugh rather than cry, then what really are we supposed to do for the rest of this season that has gone off the rails? So the Commanders don't play this weekend, thank God. They cannot lose. They cannot hurt you on Sunday. They will not be doing all of the things that annoy you and then finishing second. They've got a bye week. But I wanted to do a topic on the phones. We'll open them up at 800-636-1067 where we ask you, what will you miss the most about the Commanders not playing on Sunday? By them not having a game, what's the thing that would have happened that you will miss the most? And we're looking for wrong answers only. And so I'll give you an example at 800-636-1067 of something you might call to say. What will you miss the most with the Commanders not playing on Sunday? Danny, the thing I'm going to miss the most is Washington's defense being gifted a second and 20 after a holding penalty. There was a holding penalty on first and 10. They are now in the catbird seat on second and 20. You're going to have a third and long. You can get off the field. You can get the ball back for your offense. Except they're going to play with a big cushion on second and 20. They're going to give up an underneath throw with a catch and run. They'll rally and make the tackle after a 14-yard gain, and they're going to now allow a third and gettable. So instead of a second and 20 becoming the occasional, I don't know, third and 20 because you broke up a pass and now the drive's over, or a third and 15 because you played at the line of scrimmage and got someone on the ground, they gave up enough yards that now on third down, the other team's probably going to move the chains anyway. The second and a mile where you give up almost all of the distance to then give back the advantage that you had is the thing I will miss the most without the Commanders playing on Sunday. What will you miss most? 800-636-1067.
I want you to close your eyes only for a moment. The moment's gone. A team that's in no huddle. They run the most no huddle of anybody. I want you to picture a late substitution coming on. And the back judge, I think that's maybe it's the umpire. I don't know. Not really. I don't care about those
umpire's
guys.
The white hat.
Yeah, so maybe it's the back judge. I don't know who it is. But there's a guy that's going to run up to the line of scrimmage and go, I'm the letter T. I'm the letter T. And no one can do anything until I'm not the letter T anymore. And everyone has to stand around and wait for a defensive player to shuffle off. Then a little bit of confusion. Oh, there's some confusion. Where do I line up? Do we have enough time? We can't get the check-in. Timeout. Oh, I'm going to miss it so bad this weekend. Is it a game where I need those timeouts later? Probably. Am I squandering one on the first drive of the second half? You bet your sweet ass I am. Get rid of that timeout. Shoot it into the sun. I want to see that referee say, I'm the letter T and no one's allowed to do anything. And then it turned into a timeout for Washington. Just an unbelievable show of ineptitude that they don't belong at this level. I'm going to miss that.
Rite of passage.
I'm going to miss it.
To watch a game on a Sunday this season.
I'm going to miss it.
I got one for you.
Oh.
What will you miss the most about the Commanders not having a game on Sunday? Wrong answers only on Grant and Danny. Live from Uptown Alley in Manassas. The thing I will miss the most without getting to watch them this weekend?
Yep.
The critical early second half 51-yard field goal attempt to make it a real close game that they will miss, and you'll know as they're lining up, even though they have a new kicker now, because they've gone from Matt Gay, who can't make field goals from 50-plus,
sure. Right. Yeah.
To another guy in Jake Moody, who has struggled immensely in his career at making field goals from 50-plus. But it's a 51-yarder. It's not a 61-yarder. So this is one of those field goals that everyone else in the league right now makes looks like child's play. 51 is the new 43. You just go out. You line up. You kick it. It goes not only through the uprights, but it splits the difference right down the heart of the plate. You know, you get the tip of the back end of home plate because you just split it in half down the uprights. And by the way, it's got 10 to 12 yards to spare.
Plenty of room to spare.
Unless it's Brandon Aubrey or Cam Little or one of these dudes who can hit from 70. Then it's just got 27 yards to spare. But from 51, it's that missed field goal that makes you feel like it's still 1994. And 51 is the longest field goal known to man. I'm going to miss knowing as they line up for the long field goal, even though everyone else would drill this, my team doesn't have a shot.
One more for me? Is that okay? Can I do one more?
Yeah, go for it.
Referee reaches down to his right hip, hits that little button that says, I'm talking to everybody now. Full start, number 86 offense, 5-yard penalty, repeat first down. Veteran Day off for everybody. The thing I'm going to miss is not the false start. I'm not going to miss the false start. You know what I'm going to miss?
What will you miss?
The little clap that Zach Ertz does after the false start. Oh, I messed that one up. You did, buddy. You did, 35-year-old. You screwed up again. Have another day off. Rest up. Put your feet up. Relax. Relax. Don't move. Don't strain yourself. You're older. You don't have much burst left. Probably really sore and tired. Like Danny is. I played some basketball last night. Both my Achilles tendons are hurting. My knees are barking. I should have a couple of veteran rest days. I'm going to miss that low clap after the false start, which happens again and again and again. I'll miss it.
I don't know how I would know this, because certainly you wouldn't have told us before the show three times. A little birdie said you might have hit a game winner or two last night.
Yeah, I did too. We played three games with the boys, and good games. The last week, we were tired. The guys were in better shape, the other team was. We still came back, though. Jason hit a couple big buckets.
Wow.
And, you know, when it was tied, when it was time to end it, you know who the closer is. Old Rivera is over here. Took a screen, little hesitation dribble because it hit a couple threes. Sucked the defender out. One hard dribble. Rise, fire, mid-range, Hamilton, good. Let's shake hands all around.
And I know what the people are thinking. They're like, well, obviously a grown-up wouldn't be telling everyone about his pickup basketball game the night before on the show call. So how do you know, Grant? There's a website. There was a game story written about it. Danny definitely didn't over-talk about it all day long as if it was a high school state championship game. But, yeah, there's a website. I'll give you the link if you guys want it. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Gary is in Fredericksburg. What's up, Gary? How are you?
What do you say, gentlemen? Happy Friday.
Hey, buddy.
And to you, what will you miss most without the Commanders playing on Sunday? Wrong answers only.
What I would miss the most is when the other team throws a long touchdown pass or even something over the middle and they gain a bunch of yards and all of our corners and safeties just hold their arms to the side up in the air like, hey, who was supposed to get that guy or point fingers? You were supposed to get this guy. They do it every game. They
I know
do
that.
It every game.
I know that little sequence there.
I know that one.
It's like, was that you or was that me? Or the one guy's like, dude, what are you thinking? That was your responsibility.
That's the Josh Norman shrug and point.
Yeah.
That is cut across multiple regimes. That is a staple now of Washington football.
Well, it's a staple for every bad secondary.
Oh, that's what they have in common?
You give the big explosive play up, these chunk yardage explosives, and you want to let everybody know. You got two options.
Yep.
You either peel off so you're not in the screen when the guy scores.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. Or number two, if you are in the screen, you got to do the big pointing. Like, that's not me, that's you. That way Grant and Danny, when they're sitting at home, know that wasn't on
me. Well, I know it wasn't on that guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.